Okay, today's daf is Bamitzia, daf Ayin Dalet, and the second to last daf here in the fifth paragraph of Yizeo Neshech. As we have mentioned, Bamitzia has many different topics, and the fourth parak is its own topic. Remember, the fourth parak was the first half was about issues of kinyanim, and the second half was all about the issues of ona'a. That was the fourth parak. The fifth parak is almost exclusively about ribis. One daf here and there about other issues that come up, about dealing with mashkones, collaterals, and other related issues, but almost exclusively is all about ribis daraisa, ribis darabanan, and those topics. So we pick up now Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, two more blot relating to the Ribis Drabanan Avak Ribis issues, and again, keep in mind, almost everything in the parak is about Ribis Drabanan issues, but as we have seen, as every daf in Shas allows us to relate to various topics that come off of the daf. So we are Amar Rav Chama. Rav Chama says, right, we just had a couple of stories, various Amoraim that were involved, that weren't involved, that were accused of being involved, and they defended themselves. So now we continue with the next story. Amar Rav Chama. Hai man di yavzuzi l'chavrei, l'mizvan l'chamra. Right, Rav Chama says that somebody gives their shliach money to go buy wine. He gives him money, please go buy me some wine. The problem is that at the time that he gave him the money, the wine was cheap, and then he didn't get around to it, and then eventually when he wanted to pay for the wine, to buy wine for him, it was expensive. So whose responsibility is that? Upasha, v'lo zavinlei. He was posheya, he was negligent, v'lo zavinlei, and he did not buy the wine when he was supposed to. So what happens at the end, right? The mishaleach says, you know, I want more wine. You know, it's more expensive now, but that's your fault. You are poshea. And the Mishliach obviously does not want to. So Mishalim Lei, he has to pay him Kitaka Azil Aparvasa Zulshafat. He has to pay him as much as wine would cost in the marketplace of Zulshafat. Rashi says, Shem Makom, it's the name of a place. Shayayin Nikach Venimkar L'Sham L'Rov Halochin Yayin Bimos HaBatzir. It's very cheap. There's plenty of wine there. So, meaning it's the Shliach's fault. Shliach's fault, he has to get him the amount of wine that he could have gotten at the time that he gave him the money. Amar Ameimar. Amrita L'Shvaitze Kamedur Azvid Minahardo. I told Azvid this. Amar, and he said, Kikama Rav Chama. He thinks, when did Rav Chama say that the Shliach is responsible? Hani Mili B'Yayin Stam. If he told him to buy wine, he should have bought wine from somewhere. Avo B'Yayin Zeh. But if he told him to buy this wine, a specific type of wine, which might not have been so easy to get, so then miyemer de bezami le niyale, who says that he would have found somebody to sell it? Right, the language of the Shiduk Betzes is he sold him. He wanted him to buy wine, very special wine, yayin kazeshu, yayin lavan vechashuv umerukach velo acher. Lo mishalim lei, b'vishalo hayal lismach alav, shaylo lachshov shemal yimatzi kazeh. There was an umdina, there would be an umdina that maybe the mishalef knows that he might not find this wine. V'hu lo, hu ba'atzma, hayal lo, hu ba'atzma lelech l'sham, b'liknos oso yayin. Right? He should have got himself if he really wanted it. So that's why, it would be different according to, if he would say yayin zeh and not just yayin stam. And Ravashi yamar, afilu yayin stam nami lo. No, Ravashi argues on the whole thing. Even if he says, Yayin Stam, even if he says, just buy me wine, still there the Shliach doesn't have to pay for it. Why? My time out, third time in this parak. Asmachta hi, v'yasmachta lo kanya. The Shliach assumes he's going to go and buy the wine. He didn't get around to it, he forgot, he was poshea, but he didn't really commit. And again, if you don't commit, so then that's called asmachta. You commit based on a future event, and if you don't think that event is going to happen, or you think it's going to happen one way, that's called an asmachta, as we've had already a few times. No good, right? Rashi says asmachta hi afilu iftichu, even if he promised him biyamar imeini kona lecha par mishali, even if he says to him, you know what? If I don't end up buying the wine for you, I'm going to pay up. I'm going to get it back to you. Ein zu el asmachta hovelokanu miyado. Right? It's asmachta, and therefore it doesn't work. A couple of points to talk about on these few lines. Number one, just a little point. Right? The Shiva Gubetza says, "Go buy me wine, yayin lavan vechashuv." Is yayin lavan more chashuv? Right? The post can talk about different types of wine. Lamaisa, right? What should you use for kiddush? Whatever you like better. Right? Whatever one likes better, one should use for Kiddush. The old one, when the time that the Shulchan Aruch quotes that there is a idea of Yayin Adom, of course, is Pesach. But the Shulchan Aruch says, use red wine, because that's Zecher to the Dam, and therefore, that is a Kiyam, and that's why they say the Stifle used to use a glass and not a kos. So you could even see through it, so you could see the red from the outside. The Taz on Shulchan Aruch, the Taz, the great, Nosei Kalim, who lived at the time of Tach V'Tat in the Khmelnytsky massacres, right? So he writes that nowadays we don't use wine, red wine, because all of the blood libels. He says it's better not to be machmir, to put ourselves into a situation to be kuach nefesh. We use white wine. What can we do? Says the Taz, right? Bizman hazeh, Baruch Hashem, we don't have that issue, and therefore we're able to use the red wine, like the chalachatchila of the Shulchan Aruch. What if somebody likes white wine more, like the Shidibuk Betzes, Yain Lavan V'Chashuv, so that if one wants to be Mekayim it, so the post can say, okay, use white wine, but use a drop of red wine to make it red. Not, the poskim say, to put the white wine in first and then the red a little bit, because that's soveya. And even though we paskin ain't svia ba'ochlin on Shabbos and Yantif, but that's only where you're not interested in the color. I make tea. So there's no issue of svia, of color, when it comes to tea, because I'm not really too interested in the color. I just want to make the tea. But if I'm doing it dafka for the color, so then that is a problem. So I'm not looking at it as an ochel, but as a chefsa. And therefore the post can say, put the little bit of red in first. And then when you pour the white in, the clear wine, so that it would become red. But that's not called tzviya ba'ochlin. Number one, that's related to yayin chashuv. Number two, the Ritva here says, what was Rav Chama? The first line. So Rav Chama says, when the shliach goes, he's going to have to pay. The machlokes, whether we argue on that partially, limit it, or argue on it totally. But according to Rav Chama, if he says yayin stam, then he's going to be responsible. Ask the Ritva, isn't that grama benizakin? We had many times throughout Masechet Bava Kama the difference between three levels of actions, right? We have Maisa Yashir, we have direct damaging, and we have Garmi, which is somewhere in the middle. Garmi is a direct act of Hezek, but there's something the matter, as one of the examples given in the Gemara. I have a shtar that says Reuven owes me $100, and then I rip. Somebody rips up the shtar. So did he damage $100? He damaged the Raya that I'm owed $100. That's Garmi, various cases. Garmi is lacking something, right? The way that the Ramban, again, this is a huge topic, the biggest raya that is a huge topic is that the Ramban wrote a whole kuntris related to how you put together the 25 Gemaras and Shas that talk about Grama and Garmi and Maisa Yashir. So the Ramban wrote a whole kuntris dina de Garmi. And his definition, he has a couple of definitions there in the Kuntres Dina de Garmi. So he says it has to be, and he talks about every case in the Shas about relating to Grama and Garmi. I'll read you just one of his formulations. This is page Kufchav Zayin, column Kufchav Zayin in the Ramban. Vavizeh atam l'chol elu chal gado yeh b'yadcha kol ha-goreim u'mais machmas gramasa b'hezek. If you cause damage, and because of your causing, the hezek comes. She'i efshar elo b'oso hezek. It's vada gonna happen. Ve'eno toli b'das acherim. It's not totally on anything else. Every phrase here is to take into account another Gemara. Ela b'shah shegar ba'hezek. There's no delay. Oshahu asid lavo kagon zeh chayev Rabbi Meir. That's where Rabbi Meir says, chayev dina degarmi. And there's machlokas we show in the Bali Tosfos in a few places. It's all drabanan. But really, it's most Rishonim hold it's Daraisa, the Rabban and others. The Shach, if you remember, has a three-column huge Shach, where as Kedarka Bakodesh, he quotes all the Rishonim that say Daraisa. He quotes a few of the Bali Tosfos and say that it's Darabanan. And then he quotes how everybody really holds it's Darabanan. And he reinterprets everything. But that's Garmi. But then there's Grama. Grama is Pater. Grama Binizakin. So ask the Ritva, if it's really indirect, it doesn't get to the threshold of Garmi, so then you're Pater. So here in this case, the Shliach has money to buy wine. He didn't buy wine. So therefore he caused a loss. That's at least Garmi? That's Grama. That's totally indirect. I caused you a loss. So I did something usser. As we mentioned often in Baba Kama, Grama Binizakin is usser. You're not allowed to do it. I'm not allowed to indirectly damage you. But if I do, so then I'm not Chayiv. I'm not going to be chayiv for that. So asks the Ritva, Ulakulu pirushe kasha lila machayiv l'shalim l'klum, u'maishna mimavatel kiso shel chaveiro shu pater, b'pei she'ena zeko ala grama, v'cheinem hover sadeyu. Right, we'll get to that case in a second. V'tirei tzri, so two answers the Ritva gives. Number one, you're right. It must be a case where he said it beferish. He made it tznai. You can make it tznai beferish. You're going to be chayv even though it's grumma. Tahachanami shehisakim beferish shem lo yikach lo sheishalim lo pseidah shalo. Velo hisker a Talmud Cain and the Gemara doesn't mention it bepnei to pshita to belaf achilo mechayv. Just the opposite. He says, you know what, the Gemara doesn't have to mention it because it's obvious that you wouldn't be chayv without it. So number one, it must be that he made it tznai. Velo hutzrach al lafarish kate said yishalim lo leizachesh ben yishalim lo. And then he quotes the one of his other rabbeim mori haravzal. Maybe that's the ra'ah tirates. He says, here's different. Tahacha afa pishlo kibel of tashlum and klal. Even if he doesn't accept responsibility. Kiva chanasan lama osav likach schoraso. Vi omali hua yalokayachai de atzmo. Ella shezev tichalo shiikachlo vesamachalov adas kain. He's still chayef. Why? Tibehahi hanaa desamechale. Vinosin lo mamono. Mishtabi le midin arev. Vize inyan schiris poalim. Vize din gadol. The Ritva doesn't say that so often. This is an important din. Says the Ritva, when the person I accept responsibility and I take your money and say I'm going to do this for you, it could be like I'm a guarantor. Din arev. We didn't say it beferish, but I have your money and I'm responsible and I'm acting on your behalf. And you think that I'm doing it and I feel really good that you trust me. You give me the money and you trust me to invest for you. So that's the sugya of arev, of accepting responsibility, even though you don't get anything financial out of it, but that's what the Ritva says, that this is achiev midin arev. Midin arev, like a cosigner. Okay, let's continue. There's a lot more, but we have to continue a little bit. Maybe we'll get back to exactly what this machlokas about between Rav Chama and Rav Ashi. Some say it's a machlokas about if you say arev is the working principle here, maybe it's a machlokas about how arev works. There's a machlokas between the ksos and the nesivus. It's a bit kof chavtes, whether arev works midin shliach, right? It's like a shliach that the malveh is keilu, the shliach of the arev to give the kesef, right? Reuven guarantees. So it's as if Reuven told the malveh to give Shimon the money. Is it midin shliach or is it midin totally nothing to do with shlichus? So that might be the machlokas here in our sugya. But either way, what the Gemara say, Rav Ashi, the last line said, asmachta lo kanya. Because this shliach expects to do what he needs to do, so it's not going to be work. It's going to be an asmachta. Ula Rav Ashi, maishna meha, but according to Rav Ashi, what's the difference between the following case? And if we just said that Garmi is all over in a few sugyas, so is Asmachta. We've had Asmachta already, we mentioned three times in the parrot. And we have to put together all the sugyas and shas to figure out rules and regulations of Asmachta. And that's partly what Tosas does right here, which we will, Ben Hashem, read in a minute. But, says the Gemara, Maishna Meha, why? According to Rav Ashi, where Asmachta is Lokanya, so why does the following case work? It's not. The Mishnah says later on, Im over velo evid ashali b'meitva. You give me a field to work for you, right? And I'm going to work it, and we're going to split the profits. I leave it fallow. I don't work the field. Something happened, and your field, doesn't produce. So says the Gemara, Ashalai B'meitva. If he says, if I don't work it, I'm taking care of it, and I'm gonna make sure you don't have any loss. So that works. But one second, why isn't that Asmachta? Just like the case of Shliach, Rav Ashi says he's not responsible because it's Asmachta. It wasn't really a commitment. So why over there in the case of the field? Right? Rashi on the second to last line, Alma, Kivan to Afsa de Bahachi, Velo Samach, Lav Asmachtahi. He caused him a loss. Still, it's not Asmachta. Shina Makabalov, Elekadesh, Ikde Hefzich, Efsido. Right? So why is it that over there we say he would have to pay the field, and in our case he said he would not have to pay? So the Gemara answers, Hasam biyado. Over there, in the case of the field, you know why he's chayev? Because it's biyado. The language of the Tosas Rid, kiilu haziku biyadayim. Right, if you didn't do what you were supposed to do, you were like mazik if you didn't work the field. So where it's biyado, that's where it's less asmachta, the Gemara says. And that's why you're going to have to pay. Hacha lav biyado. But in our case, by the shliach, he's going to go buy the wine. It's not totally in his control. Maybe the guy's not, nobody's going to sell it to him. So therefore, if it's not in his control, that's where it is more of an asmachta. He doesn't have full smichas das that he's going to be able to do this, and therefore, it is going to be worse, and he's not going to be responsible. The big shaila here is, and this is what the big Tosfos deals with here. This Gemara says, as we just explained, the more it's in my control, the less asmachta it is. the less it's in my control, the more it's up to other factors, the more asmachta it is. And you see the exact opposite in other Gemaras. And this is what we've spoken about in various making deals and gambling and this other sugyas, where it's total chance, total luck, totally out of your control, that it's better. It's not an asmachta, because it's totally out of my control, so I'm like, you know, I'm committing knowing that it's total luck. But the more it's in my control, that I think I'm in charge, I think I can handle it, and then I don't, that would be more a problem of asmachta, because I think that I have skill. So, ask Tosfos, what are the rules? That's this Tosfos. Bikan Machshu Rabbeinu Tam, Lepir Shakuntris, according to the sugya of Rashi in Masachim Bet Kuvya in Sanhedrin, right, there it sounds like if it's less in your control, so then it's better, it's less of a problem of asmachta. Sixth skinny line, V'hacha Mashmi Ifcha, and here it's Mashmi the opposite, De'echa De'la V'yado Havitvei Asmachta. Here where it's out of your control, it's more of an asmachta. So he talks, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam himself, was Chozer Bo. How do you work this out? So the Bali Tosfos come up with three different types of cases. And this is quoted in the Ramah in Choshe Mishpat, in Simen Reish Zayin. Says the Tosfos, you want to look down, two-thirds of the way down. First words on the line. Umehach deshmaitzin nirali delo dami. Three cases, says Tosfos. Dehacha havi biyado velav biyado. Our case is a middle type of case. You're right. It's going in the opposite directions, it seems. But our case is a little bit of your control, but not totally. The Alvagav de Matzi who liknos, Mikom Makom, Kiva the Tali, Biacherim, Timlo Yirtu Limkar, Mimi Yikne, Hilkak Logamar Makni. Our case is not totally out of your control, right? Buying wine. So you could go to the store. That's in your control. There's a good chance you're going to find people to sell it to you. That's in your control. It could be it's going to be a tough day. Not in your control. But that's in the middle. That's why, in relative terms, it might be called biyado, might be called la biyado. Compared to a case of working the field, it's la biyadi, because working the field, I go out and I put a shovel in the ground. Here, I have to go to a store and involve someone else. But that's a middle case. And therefore, the Gemara could say, lo gamar umakni, because it's a little bit out of my control, I need a seller involved, that's why it's a case of asbachta. Aval hasam, de'ein biyado klal gamar umakni. If it's totally out of my control, totally, so then that's not a problem of asbachta, because it's totally by luck and by chance, so then I do commit. Ukishahaya biyada mikol bachol, and the other extreme, where it's totally in my control, kigonim over velo avid, Tosa says, in our case of the field, so then it depends. It depends. If it's in your control, there is a case of asmachta, there's no, and okay, that's not asmachta. Do you exaggerate? E gazim lo gamar makri. If you exaggerate and say, you know what, if I have this field to work for you. If I work the field, great. If I don't work the field, I'm going to give you 5 million shekel. So that, it's in your control, but you don't expect to pay that. So then we say, lo gamar umakni. But if you say, you know what, I'll make sure you don't lose anything. So then that we say, that is a commitment. Those are the three categories of Tosfos, where it's a little bit yes, a little bit no, like the case of the buying the wine, totally out of my control, and then totally in my control, totally out of my control. So then I am for sure gamar umakni, it's not asmachta, and where it is totally in my control, it depends if I exaggerate or not. Remember, we had cases of asmachta. Where did asmachta come up? The main asmachta in our parak, we had based on Samachema Beis, the Mishnah, where I give you a loan and I take your field. And I say, if you don't pay me back the loan in time, then I'm going to keep your field. That's what the Gemara dealt with. Why isn't that asmachta? Right? That's like, isn't that a case of guzim? And then we even said, maybe even if you don't raise the price, but because it's your steachuza, it's your family heirloom heritage, that's also called asmachta. That's what Tosa said. An important comment, samach vavam abeis. Tosa says, gazim doesn't only mean extra money. Chashiv kamo gazim lefi she'ein adam ragil limkar kar ka'osav klau. And the Ritva quoted nachlas avosav. Alright, so this is an important the three different levels of Tosfos here, and again, the poskim have to figure out plugging in each case of the Metzius, right? Every case, what would it be? What would it be? The Chashuk Echemin here discusses we had yesterday's case about the Tehillim, but say Tehillim until the end, so it's not an issue of Ribbis. So he says here, what about kids play with Klafim? They play, they play on the floor, and they bang the floor, and they try to get the carts to flip over, and whatever it flips over, can you do that on Shabbos? Can you do it on a weekday? First of all, is there Gemira's Das? Or, and number two, can you do it on Shabbos? That's his discussion that he has here. Do the kids go in knowing, could a kid be maknet? Does it really count? You know, does the, it really belongs to the father? That's what his discussion here relating to the sugyas of Asmachta. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. So again, these last few lines are jam-packed. But now we continue. Again, a lot of the action here is at the top of the Amud, and the rest of the Amud is just filling in the blanks of examples of the Mishnah. Amar Rava, Hani Beitlasa di Avizuzi Lachad, Lemizvan Lahumidi. Talking about people who give money to others to invest. That's what we just had, or to buy something with. So we just had the wine. So, says the Gemara, three people give one person money, two, they each give him two. Right, to buy something. Vizavan lechad minayu. And he goes and only buys something for one of them. Out of the three, he got six, he got two, two, and two, and he only spent two. Zavan lekulu. If he only spent two out of the six, so we say he bought it on behalf of all of them, you have to split it three ways. Whatever he bought for two, you have to split three ways. Velo amron elo delotzar v'chasim inish inish l'chudei. This only applies if they all threw it into the same bag. So you don't know whose money is whose. So then you would split it up proportionally. Avot tsar v'chasim inish inish l'chudei. But if they each gave him a separate bag and they each have their name on it, and he only used one of the bags, so then l'man de zavin zavin, l'man de lo zavin lo zavin. Then according to the one he used so-and-so's money, so then that's the only one. So that's who gets the investment, and the one who he didn't send for, so then he does not get the investment. The Rishonim here discuss, this is only, the Ramban says, this is only where he didn't specify who he's selling it for. What if he specified who he's selling it for, even if the money isn't separated? It's not Tsar V'chasim. Says the Ramban that, the Lav de Zavin Lechad Minayu Betherish, the Imkein Avivadin Asa Shluch of Azachalo. Elo de zavin mi deme de chad minayu stam. Kamar, de zavin lakulu, kiba de mamad echa nasu lo kula below hikpidu nasa kashutfin. But if he would say I'm selling it for so and so, so then it works for that person, right? Even if it was all in one pot. That is not agreed upon totally, right? The Ramah, the Tur in Choshe Mishpat and Kufbei Dalet quotes the Ramah who argues and says even if he said it beferish, but the money was all given together, they're all shutfin. So you can't choose one of the shutfin over the other if all the money was given in the pot. Good. Says the Gemara next line. Next Shas topic right here. So this is one little area that is not exactly ribbis, but it's here among elsewhere. Amar Papi, Mishrei the Rava, Hai Situmta Kanya. Situmta is Kona. What is Situmta? Let's just read the next couple of lines and we'll translate. Situmta, just al regal achas, before we get into depth, means whatever type of kinyan the society considers to be a kinyan, that works. Situmta. Hai Situmta Kanya. L'may Hilchasa, well, regarding what is a Kona? How far? It's not on the list of kinyanim in Kiddushin. Right, we have Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka, Meshicha, Hagba, Mosera, all different types of kinyanim. Go, the Situmta is not there. So Lomai Yechaza. So Rav Chaviva Amar Lomikne Mamish. Rav Papi says, I'm sorry. Rav Chaviva Amar Lomikne Mamish. Rav Chaviva says, yeah, it's not on the list, but it still means it's fully Kona. Lomikne Mamish. Rabbanan Amri Likvuli Alei Mishapara. Well, getting back to the Mishnah Nazav. No, it's not fully Kona. It just means after you do Situmta, though the kinyan's not done yet, if you back out of it, then you're going to get cursed. L'kibul ele mishapara. We had a machlokas there, whether it's actually cursed or just letting him know that if he doesn't give back the money, right, modialo, that he's doing something wrong. But Rav Chaviva says it's not a full kinyan, but it's just the mishapara. Right? Remember the Mishnah back in the beginning of Azav, on Daf Mem Dalet, where the Mishnah has one formulation, the Gemara in the Brisa has a little fuller formulation. The Mishnah said there that if somebody pays money without pulling the metaltalin, right, that's the kinyan. If you pull the metaltalin, if you just pay the money, not, says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah, Nasan lo mos v'lo mashach emeno peres yachol achzerbo. You can be chozerbo if you only paid for it. Aval amru mi shepara me'achi dara mavol omidar aflaga hu asali para mi misheno omibidiburo. Whoever does not stand up in his word, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will repay as he repaid from the Dara Mabo and the Dara Haflaga. And remember, a couple of dafim later, we had an even fuller version of the Misha Parah on Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph. Right? Rabbi Shimon says, Misha Amr, Miyachar Malabo, Majar Haflaga, Umeyachi Stone Bamora, Umi Misraim Bayam, Hu Asali Parah, Misha Noam Bidiburo. Right? That's the Misha Parah. Says the Gemara, V'ilchasa l'kibul eli mishapara. We paskan see tumta works for just the mishapara unless uba asra t'nehigi l'mikni mamish kanu. But if it's a case where the minhag is to be kone through this totally, so then it works. The Rashba here has a lashon, which is a really, you know, a separate topic. But the Ritva, the Rashba says right here on the case of ubeduchta dekano mamishkani. Right, really, it's only mishapara. But where people accept it, says the Rashba. Uveshaminan mina shahaminag mevatel halacha. Says the Rashba, sometimes, minag mavat, what does that mean? It doesn't mean that if there's a minag tallest. If there's a minag to drive on Shabbos, you know, it's mavat halacha, chas v'shalom. Right, what does it mean, minag mavat halacha? It means, in cases where the halacha is kind of silent, and the halacha doesn't say that this could be included, meaning the halacha doesn't say that Sitzumta is a Kenyan. Doesn't have it on the list. But once people accept that to be a Kenyan, then it's a Kenyan. That doesn't mean that it's going against halacha, really. It's just that's the lashon that is used, minag mabat halacha. And if you look in the footnote of the Rashba here, he has, you know, a couple of columns on this lashon. Baram zelo matzinu shedavar she'eno maisa kinyan, yochol haminag lasosol kinyan. That's what's mechudash. There are maisa kinyanim. How could you make up your own maisa kinyan? That's the lashon of the Rashba, minag mevat halacha. V'chol kayotze bazeh, shekol davar, shebimamon, al pi haminhag, konin umaknin, hilkoch v'chol davar, shenagwa tagaram liknos konin. Again, we're not talking about religious ceremonies here. We're not talking about however you want to get married, you can get married. However you want to get divorced, get divorced. No, we're talking about within financial practices. So financial practice, which we might call divrei rishus, is not in the context of a mitzvah. It's in the context of societal norms. So then there's flexibility. Minag mevatel halacha, that's the language of the Rashba. But this Rashba already tips us off and gets us into the question then of, well, how does Sitzumta really work? How does Sitzumta really work? There is a question here. If you look in Rashi, what is Sitzumta? The Rishonim. What are examples of Sitzumta? So Rashi says here, Sitzumta, second line. Chosam sherosh min achedvanim alachavios, sholayayin. I go to the wine store. I'm going to buy 1,000 barrels of wine. I pay you for it. But I can't do metal. I can't pick up every wine. I can't do agba. You know what? I take my stamper and I stamp every bottle of wine. Yeah, I didn't do a Maisa Kenyan. Says Rashi, that's a Kenyan. That's Sitzumta. If your stamp is on it, that's what people assume that's yours, even though you didn't do a Maisa Kenyan. Shalokin arbe v'yachad. Umeinichin osan ba'otzer ha'bailim. I leave it in the otzer of the bailim. Umolichin osan. Achas, achas. I take one at a time. I don't pick them up right away. That, says Rashi, is Sitzumta. The Rambam says, whatever Sitzumta is, it has to be done in front of the seller. Right? You can't do Sitzumta, you know, not in front of, because part of Sitzumta is the seller acknowledging that it's going to be yours and you're allowed to do this. That's the Rambam. In Hilchas Mechira, Zayin, Zayin. Dover Baruhu, She'ein Dinzeb, Elabisha Rasham, you marked it, like Rashi's case, Bifnei HaMocher. Osha Omer Lo HaMocher, Leich V'Rashom Al Mekhecha. Shahare Gomer Lahagnoso, Kiderach Shebiyarnu, B'Chazaka U'B'Meshicha. Just like we say by Chazaka and Meshicha. So now the question is, what does that mean? Just like the mechanism of Chazaka and Meshicha, so too this is the similar mechanism, or the result? Just like Chazaka and Meshicha have the result of its being yours, so too Sitzumta has the result of its being yours. In other words, what are we getting at? Is Sitzumta a Maisa Kinyan? Is it the same as the process? Just like there are other Kinyanim? Minag Mavada Lacha means it's a new Maisa Kinyan. Or no? It's not a Maisa Kenyan in the full sense of the word, but it's a Chalos Kenyan. You get the results even if you don't have the Maisa. Right, the Menchas Asher in Simon Laman Aleph and Breishas has the Chakira. Yesh lachkar bekinyin mechudash zeh. She'eino b'maisa misuyem, elofi minag asochrim, u'b'nei adam lofi aminag makom v'zmanam. Ma yesodo, yesh lefarsho b'shnei drachim. Number one, yesod kinyin sitzumta hu ha'anacha she'efshe lahosif al Maisa Kenyan Shebetorah. The chiddush of this halach is that you can be mosif. There are kinyanim learned out from sukkim, but the chiddush is you can be mosif. And Rov Rishonim assume it's a din d'oraisa. not just a din derabanan. There are some that want to say it's a derabanan, but that would be very hard. You know, even chalipin. We know chalipin has learned that from Sukkim and Rus, right? We had back on Daf Mem Zayin, shlafish nalo. So that's true, but to say that chalipin is derabanan, we don't usually assume that way. The source might be a derabanan, but we assume it's a concept on a daraisa level. So maybe it could be mosif. Tekiba demaisa kinyan einam hilchazav otaima. Kinyanim are all about what we spoke about a couple of days ago, even yesterday. Haraz bailus. It's all about reflection of ownership. So this is also number one. Velo ninalu share kinyan. Right, he's playing on the words of Shari. Earlier we had in the on Daf and Tes, Shari Ona'a, Shari Tfila, Shlo Nino Shari Akinyan, Vefshala Hosav Al Kinyani HaTorah. Number one. Or, Be'emes, Ein Lo Hosav Al Kinyanim Sheba Torah. Ve'ein Legromehan. No, you can't. Kefisha Pashut She'ein Kinyan Isha Zulas Kezav Shtar Obiya. Ve'chein Be'ebed Lechulu. Ela Shegeder Si Tumta Hu, De Kasher Yesh Haskamas B'nei Adam Lekroz Adei Maisa Mesuyam, Ein Tzarech Maisa Kinyan. You don't need a Maisa Kinyan. Same kind of question is asked by Amirasa LeGavoa Kimisirasa LeHedyo. Is that a Maisa Kinyan or you don't need a Maisa Kinyan? Similar idea. So this is all the sugyas of the Situmta. And just one other line. One other line. Again, there's a lot in terms of formulations of Situmta. But just one line in the Rush. The Rush here in Simon Ayin Beis. The end towards the end of the parak. Lots of Simonim here. Says the Rush, quoting Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi quoted what Situmta? The stamps. Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel, Kiderech Shenogu Asochrim, Begemar HaMekach, Tokea Kapo Lekach Chavero, Ubaze Nigmar HaMekach. So, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Gaonim, more than 1,000 years ago, shaking hands. Shake hands, Bracha Vatzlacha. That's the end of the deal. That says the Rabbeinu Chananel, right? A very long time ago, already then, and that could also be, Halacha L'maisa Bizman Azeb, that is the deal. And again, all the Mefarshim, the Chasam Sofer has a big tshuva about this, the Dvar Avram talks about this, comparing it, the Dvar Avram actually, here in Dvar Avram, Chelek Aleph, Simon Aleph Os Gimel, so he talks about comparing this to Chalipin. Mavur Shakini Chalipin Kol Ikaro Minaku, Vinishtane in Yano Mizman Lizman, Vinishtanasa, Right, chalipin. Sometimes you use a pen, sometimes you use a handkerchief, sometimes you use a shoe. What kind of kinyan is that? The answer is it takes the form of that society. But it still works. So to here. Shakosha yikva leminag, eitzal tagarim, liknosbo, yi akinyin gomer, omishim kach, nagu bimino basando, and that was daraisa, vichul. But again, that's what Rover Achronim assume, that this is a din daraisa. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Getting back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, remember the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah was about forward contracts. And therefore, I pay for something now. As long as you have it, so then it's mutter. Because it's as if it's ki'ilu mine. And in that way, there is no problem of avak ribis. So the rest of the amud is all about, well, what's considered if you have it? What if you have it unprocessed? What if I have vines and I bought wine? So is that called I have it? I have to process it. So that's the rest of the amud. Hayahu tchila lakotzrim, amarav, mechuser shtayim, posek. Shalosh eino posek. Rav says, if you're lacking two actions, you have to do two more actions, so then it's considered yeshlo. And you can make this forward contract. Shalosh, if you have to do three actions, eino posek. No, that's not called. That's too far removed. Ushmuel amar Shmuel said, nothing to do with how many. Bide adam, afilu mea posek. If you have to do 100 actions, but it's all in your control, then it's considered yeshlo. Bidei shamayim afilu achas ein oposik. But if it's out of your control, ein oposik, you can't. Tanan posikim ala gadish. Right? What is the Mishnah say? Right? The first line of the Mishnah. Posikimo al hagadish, right, on the pile of straw. What do you mean? V'amachuser mishta b'chama lemebash. Don't you have to throw it into the sun to dry? Ulemeidash, and you have to thresh it. Dosh, lamates malachas, umitra, you have to throw it into the air and winnow it. So three actions. Why is this called yeshlo? Right, there are three actions. According to Rav, it shouldn't be good. It's already in the sun. It's already drying. Only two actions left. But according to Shmuel, even bidei shamayim, even one, you're not posek. So doesn't Zora, the malach of Zora winnowing, what do you have to do? After you thresh and gather it, you throw it up in the air, the wind blows away the light stuff, the heavy stuff goes to the bottom. So doesn't that require Hashem? Right, Mashiv HaRuach, right? So don't you require that? Efshep and Avasa. there are ways to do it without it. You could use like a sieve, you could use some other type of separator, and therefore it's not bidei shemayim. Rashi says you need a ruach she'ina mitsuya. Right, you need a wind. You need a strong wind in order to do it. Right, there's a great Gemara in Baba Kama, that Daf Samach, which discusses Zorah also. Remember in the context of Grama. The Gemara there says that Zorah is one of the only times that Melechas Machsheves would be a Chumra. Usually Melechas Machsheves is a Kula. Because the Melechas Shabbos requires Melechas Machsheves thought out professional work, Malechas umanvan, like the uncle says in Parshas Vayakel. So therefore, we have all these pturim. Malechas sheni sricha legufa, mekalkel misasek, darvar sheni miskaven, shinui, grama, right? All the pturim of Malechas Shabbos. So that's why usually it's a kula. But there in Baba Kama Daf Samach, it's a chumra. The Gemara says, why you chayiv for zoreh, which uses the wind from Hashem, and your pater for nezek, grama b'dizaken, what we just spoke about earlier. Says the Torah, Malechas Machsheves. You've accomplished what you wanted to do. You threw it up in the air. It separated. You've done it. Malachas Machsheves Asra Torah. And you've done it. Masha'en came when it comes to Grama. Right? That's what the Gemara says right before the Mishnah there. Ki amridan Zorah v'ruach mesayaso ha'inami l'linyin Shabbos to Malachas Machsheves Asra Torah. Abel hacha Grama be'alma huver Grama b'nizok and pater. So there the Gemara acknowledges that you're using the wind, like our Gemara says, it's b'dei shamayim, but it's a chumra. It's a chumra, unlike most cases of Malechas Machsheves, which are coolest for Shabbos. We'll see at this time later to get to more. But let's continue now. V'yal ha'avit shel anavim, right, the group of olives, I mean grapes also, that's considered yeshlo. Says the Gemara v'amechuser, michmar, don't you have to like put the grapes into a pot to get mushy and to ooze out? V'yuli b'matzarta, you have to put it into the vat, ula meidash, and to crush them, ula mingad, and to bring the wine down. Whenever you're in a wine vat, you see there's the higher level, goes down to that little pipe, and it goes to the lower level. So don't you have to do all of those actions? Kidatani Rabbi Chiya, alakomer shel zesim. Just like Rabbi Chiya interpreted our Mishnah, that it's already in the mushed state. Hachanami alakomer shel anavim, you're right. According to Rav, it'd have to be in a later process stage. V'amachusre tlas, you're still missing three. So we see three activities. It's in a place where it's the buyer is the one that draws the wine down to the lower level, and therefore it is not a problem. What about olives? Again, you have to smush them, you have to bring them into the bod, you have to crush them, you have to bring them down. We're talking about a later stage. It's the way the olives are already being mushed. There's still three. No, it's in a place where the buyer does that last one, so there's only two activities required. So the egg-shaped pottery by clay. Amai v'amachuser lufufe. What do you mean? You're still missing shaping it v'yavushe and drawing it out. Iyuli latuna, putting it into the kiln l'misraf l'mefak to burn it, to take it out. Okay, go to malafa v'yavishu. No, it's a case where it's already shaped and dried out. Right? If we would have what time to talk about, we could talk about kashrus, putting it into the kiln, and cheres. But not for now. V'hayika tlas, what do you mean? But there's still three. Ba'asra, the hudazav and hudamefik. No, the one who buys it is the one that takes it out of the kiln. V'yala sid mishishak enu b'kivshan, sid, lime. Don't you have to put it into the oven? V'amachuser mikle, you still have to burn it. V'afuke, and take it out. Umeidak, and to crush it up, and to smooth it. B'yasra, the hudazav and hudayik. Right, the one who buys it does that last one. Well, the Shmuel d'Amar b'dei Adam afilu mea poseg. But according to Shmuel, who says if it's b'dei Adam, so then even if you have 100 left, no problem. Lamali mishi shekenu b'kivshan. Why do you have to say that the mishnah is about a case where you already put it into the oven? You don't need to, according to Shmuel. The Gemara says you're right. Ema misharoy l'shako b'kivshan. Right, you're about to put it in. According to Shmuel, you wouldn't have to have the mishnah having such an ukimta. V'yala beitzim shel yotzer, also about pottery balls, as they're discussed, in the shape of eggs. Tan rabbanan. Ein poskim ala beitzim shel yotzer ache ye asu, divrei Rabbi Meir. Right, you don't make the forward contract on beitzim shel yotzer until they're already formed. Ache ye asu. Rabbi Meir says, until that time, it's like ein lucha. Amar Rabbi Yossi ba'meder amurim ba'afer lavan. This is only by white earth. Rashi, she'eno matsui. It's not so commonly found. Ukshay machnisen oso, ein machnisen oso, ela megubal va'asui beitzim. When do you say that you have to have it in where it's already made? By the white dirt, white earth. But by Ofer Shachar, by black earth, Kagon, Kfar Chananya, V'chavroseha, Kfar Shichin, V'chavroseha. Right, those places where you have the black earth. Poskin Avo B'Shem L'Zeh Ish L'Zeh. There's so much of it. Even though you might not have, somebody else has. So therefore, you don't have to. Amemar, you have Zuze Michi Ma'ili Afra. Amemar only gave Zuz in the forward contract when the dirt was brought in. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Dirt? Come on, who is that according to? Ik, Rabbi Meir. If it's like Rabbi Meir, you're trying to be Machmer like Rabbi Meir. Ha'amar Acheyasu. Rabbi Meir says, you have to make it actually into the balls already. You can't just bring in the plain earth. Ik, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, you don't need anything. Ha'amar Avi She'en Lazei Yish Lazeh. Right, so what's his middle approach? So answer, la'olam, Rabbi Yossi, really it's like Rabbi Yossi, that you don't need to bring it in, but uba asri da meimar ashagafra. But where Amemar lived, it wasn't so common. They didn't have so much. So therefore, idem aili afra samcha daite v'yavlu zuze, if the dirt was brought in, then there's smichas das, that you're going to give it to me in the future, and therefore I give you the money with a full heart, v'ilolo samcha daite. Right, so it all depends. See, Pesach Frank has an interesting discussion. All of these are about how much the processes go. But what about, the Har Tzvi talks about, In Yoredei Kuflamid Hay, what about meat? What about meat? By all these other items, you're really changing the item. It started off as grapes, and you're making it into wine. It started off as dirt, and you're making it into pottery. What about meat? Right? Like you have an animal. You have to do shchita, and hafshata, and malicha. Would also that also be too many steps removed, according to Rav? Or would you say it's still meat? You're not changing the status of the item so much. Sharei atam shemechuser gimel malachos bishem davi davar shlo bala olam. It's like a davar shlo bala olam. It's kimi she'ein lo me'oso hamin klum. But where you have basar, yeshna ba'olam. V'yamalachos einam livro et etzem hadavar. You're not like creating something new. Bishvil zeh eino nechshav davar shlo bala olam. It's not a davar. It's like it's as if, let's say it's behind five doors. You have to go into five doorways. Are you going to say that's the lo bala olam? That's the kamisha A? No, of course not. No, I just have to get in there to get it. So maybe just processing the meat is similar to that. It's not like creating something new. The efshar shekamochein l'inyin malacha ksas lo nechshav kimechuser malacha ksas l'inyin zeh. So, meaning the lumdis question that the Tzvi Pesach is bringing up is, how much is this just about you have to do a lot of things, or how much is it, it's as if it's not there halachically, because you have to do something to create the item. But if not, so then it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, weiter, second to last line. The Mishnah quoted three different opinions. That as long as the person has fertilizer the whole year, and then the second opinion said that, no, you, Rabbi Yossi says no, only if he has Zevel, and the Chachamim say no, even if he doesn't have Zevel. So what's the difference between one and three? Says the Gemara, Chachamim Haidu Tanakama. Shita one and three in the Mishnah is the same Shita. Amar Rava, Yimosak Shamim Mikim Binayu. The difference is the rainy season, right? In the rainy season, the Tanakhama says still doesn't have to be in your Rishus, or it's a little harder to get. And the Chachamim say that it has to be in your Rishus. Fine. The last line, the Mishnah said that we're worried. We have all these worries about the forward contract because it might go up and then it could be ribbis. But what about if it might go down? So the Mishnah has a machlokas tanoim. Do you have to make an explicit tonight that if it goes down, I'm at least guaranteeing the amount that I give you? I'm not going to lose. The whole Mishnah was worried about not gaining ribis. But posting imokshar gavoa, I'm going to get the best price either now, or if it goes down, so then you're going to have to at least give me what it is now. So the first opinion of the Mishnah said you have to say that. The second opinion says, no, it's even understood without saying it. So, there was a man. His daughter was engaged, mazel tov, it's wonderful. He gives his daughter, he gives his son money to go buy a dowry. Go buy my daughter some nice jewelry so she can bring it into the marriage. Right? That's the first problem here. Financial relationships between the father-in-law and the son-in-law, even before things get official. So anyways, that's what he does. The problem is, the son, as we started off today's daf, son-in-law didn't get around to go doing it right away, and by the time he got around to doing it, then jewelry, you know, was more expensive, and he could only buy less. Lasov, zol nedunya, right? And therefore, the father-in-law is very upset. He wants the son-in-law to chip in from his own money and buy the amount of jewelry that you could have bought, originally. Rav Papa says, well, did you make the deal? Did you say Kishar Gavoa? Like our Mishnah says, Ipasakti mo Kishar Gavoa, if you said, well, the best price, Shakal Kihashta, then fine. V'ilo, then you could get it from now. V'ilo, Shakal Kimeikara. But now, I'm sorry, did I say the price? But that price went up. So therefore, you could buy jewelry, you can only buy less jewelry. So therefore, if you made that deal, then fine. He's got to pay for right now. You can't lose. V'ilo, Shakal Kimeikara. And if you didn't say it beferish, so then, sorry. So our Papa says, the father-in-law is the one basically that loses unless he made the beferish tonight. Amrulei Rabbanu Rav Papa, V'ilo Pasak Shakal Kimeikara. 1 minute, but if he didn't say it officially, he only takes Kamei Kara and he loses? Most Nenu, most Lokanu. But he only gave him money, there was no Kenyan yet. So I should, the father-in-law should be able to back out, give me my money back. I don't want to have to lose. So Amalahu, you're right. Rav Papa says, Anonami Likabuli Limi Shepara Ka Amina. I didn't mean that the deal is officially done already. I mean that whoever backs out is going to get a Misha Para. And let me explain, says Rav Papa. E pasak kishar gagavoa, if he really made the deal that I'm not going to lose, so then mocher kahaderbe. The one selling the jewelry is really the one that's backing out because it was already guaranteed. Mekabali mocher Misha Para. E lo pasak, but if he didn't make the deal, lokeach kahaderbe, then the buyer, the father-in-law, is the one that's backing out. Mekabali lokeach Misha Para. So Rav Papa defends his psak. Amalei Ravina la Rav Papa. Ravina says to Rav Papa, wait a minute. How do you know? And with this, we're on the second to last daf of the fifth parak. We're now going to have to remember something from the first daf of the fourth parak. Remember back in the beginning of Hazahav, the first Mishnah said, this was just the ABCs before we started. When is the Kenyan done? Only when you transfer the object, not when you pay for it. Paying for it is not considered the Kenyan yet, right? If you back out of a payment, then you get a Misha Para. Rabbi Shimon there argues. Rabbi Shimon says, whoever has the money, the Kenyan is done. Meaning if the buyer gives the seller the money, then the seller can still retract, but the buyer can't retract anymore. That was Rabbi Shimon's halacha. Let's remember that machlokas for the following lines of the Gemara. Umimai, so Ravina says, Rapapa, wait a minute. Umimai de Rabbanan, he de pligi alei de Rabbi Shimon. How do you know that our Mishnah is reflecting the shita of Rabbi, the Rabbanan, who argue on Rabbi Shimon? Da Amri, they, the Rabbanan said, Ma'os lokanu. Right? Ma'os never work in either direction. V'afilu achi, and still they would hold. As you just explained, how do you know that's all true? Dilma Rabbi Shimoni. Maybe our Mishnah is reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Shimon to Amar Maos Konos. Rabbi Shimon said Maos Konos, right? He said at least regarding the Konet, right? After I pay for it, I can't retract anymore. Maybe our Mishnah is following that opinion. And therefore, v'chi pasak kishar gavoa shakal kihashta ilo pasak shakal kimeikara mishum dekani luhuzuze. And your distinction that you just mentioned, whether you made the tznai or not, would only be within Rabbi Shimon. Ava l'rabbanan. But according to the Rabbanan, maybe our Mishnah doesn't talk about Rabbanan. The Rabbanan who say Maos never are koneh, bein pasak bein lo pasak shakal kihashta tedaite teinish atarazila. Because a person always has his das on the lower price, and there's no mishapara. Meaning, how do you know, Rav Papa, that our Mishnah is reflecting the shita of the Rabbanan? Maybe it's reflecting the shita of Rabbi Shimon, and the Rabbanan are not discussed in our Mishnah, and therefore it wouldn't make a difference whether you made the explicit tznai or not. So Amar Leir, Rav Papa says, well, let me tell you why I know it's the Rabbanan and not Rabbi Shimon. This whole Amud is one conversation. Amar Lei, Amar to Amar Rabbi Shimon, Bechad Tara. When does Rabbi Shimon say that the Ma'os Konos, if the price doesn't change in the middle? Betray Tari, mi Amar. If the price changed in the middle, he never would say it. You know why? Dilote Machi, if you don't say that, if you say Rabbi Shimon holds, then Ma'os Konos, even where the price changes, Mishapara Balokeach, Rabbi Shimon Leslei, you would never have a Mishapara by a Lokeach. Because if he paid, the Kenyan is done. If he didn't pay, nothing happened yet. So there would be no Mishapara. V'chitei machinami, if you want to say, well, you're right, maybe there is no Mishapara. No, Vatanya, we had the Brisa Beferish, we read it earlier today. Rabbi Shimon is talking, and he says, Mikol makom kachalacha aval amru chachamim, Mishapara v'chulu, my Mikol makom. What does it mean, Mikol makom? There's a Mishapara, lav, deloshna lokef, loshna mocher, mekabale Mishapara. So this is already Rabbi Papa talking. So Rabbi Papa says, Rabbi Shimon has to hold of the concept of a Mishapara, both by the seller and by the buyer. And therefore, our Mishnah cannot reflect his shita. Elakikam Rabbi Shimon b'chatara b'shrei tari lo amar. In our Mishnah, where the price fluctuated, Rabbi Shimon would never say his shita, that there's a mishapara, that there would be a Moos Konos, and therefore, it has to be the Rabbanan, and I stand in my psak about the father-in-law and the son-in-law. Amalei Ravacha, Bredi Ravel Ravashi, one more line. V'tevigle d'shliya shavi meikara. Well, why don't you say that there's no Mishapara because there's shliach here? What does that mean? Who's going to get the Mishapara here? The son-in-law or the father-in-law? The son-in-law. The son-in-law will say, it wasn't my money, right? The son-in-law could say, I'm not being choserbo. I want to buy something right now. And the father-in-law will say, well, I didn't send them to do this. So each of them could, like, get out of half of the transaction. So why should either of them have a mishapara? Maybe we're talking about a son-in-law who is somewhat an independent businessman. So he's really acting on his own behalf, and therefore there could be a mishapara from his point as well. Let's just do this Mishnah, and B'ez Hashem the tomorrow's daf will be uploaded from the last cycle, and B'ez Hashem next time will pick up with Perek Hasocher. Let's just read the Mishnah. Ma'ava Adam es Arisav Chitin Bechitim Lazara. The Gemara will explain the reasons for the Mishnah, but let's read the Mishnah. There's an owner and a sharecropper. Usually a sharecropper supplies his own seeds and then works the field and gives the profits, part of the profits, to the owner. What happens if the sharecropper doesn't have his own seeds? So the Malve is going to lend him seeds. That's why this is in the world of Ribbis. He's going to lend him seeds. So you're allowed to lend him wheat as long as he's going to use it for seeds, not for eating, because then that would be a case of Ribbis. So Mav Adam is Arisav, Chitin Bechitim Lezera, Avalo Lechol. That is mutter to use it for seeds, but not to eat. Why do I have to tell you that this is mutter? Shahir Rabbi Gamliel, Mav is Arisav, Chitin Bechitim Lezera, because Rabbi Gamliel was machmer on himself. He lent the wheat for the seeds, Lezera, Biyoker, Behuzlu, Obizol, Behokru. If the price changed, he always took the lower price. No tamayam kisharazol. V'lo mibnei shahalacha kein, not because that was the halacha, ella shirotza lahachmer alasmo. He wanted to be machmer, but really is mutter. Really is mutter to give him as long as he's using it for the seeds and not for the food. The Gemara will talk about why. What's the reason for that distinction? The Shem and Shem of Halacha here just notes that we find in various places in Shas, Rabbi Gamliel being machmer on himself. By the Chas and Patim Kriyashma, remember he's machmer on himself. Now I'm going to say Kriyashma the first night. Beitza Shlosh Dvarim Machmer Rabbi Gamliel Kedivrei Beishamai. So you find that he was machmer in various cases, but he made sure, the Mishnah makes sure that we know that it was a chumrah, it was not Meikar Hadin. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's everybody enjoy the last daf, and then we will pick up.